truth be true.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the real history behind the abuses of the Bureau of Land Management and the Environmental Protection Agency, and how, starting with Richard Nixon's ending of gold convertibility of the Federal Reserve note, they triggered some Band-Aid measures. Now, obviously, in order to keep up foreign demand for U.S. dollars, they got into the petrodollar deal with the OPEC nations, which is still causing problems today. But the other issue had to do with continued U.S. government borrowing, because the ending of gold convertibility convinced the rest of the world the United States didn't really have as much gold as had been thought, and they needed something else as collateral on money lent to the United States government. And so Richard Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency, and they started grabbing land and locking it away under the guise of environmentalism, but in reality to pledge as collateral on government borrowing. And it's something like 22% of the entire country now, of our public lands, which are the property of the American people, and in many cases private lands. And so there's an interesting story, and this goes back to the Bill Clinton presidency, and I'd forgotten about this. I need to add it to the epic of Clinton's mess. President Bill Clinton signed an executive order that designated 1.7 million acres of land in southwest Utah as the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Now, when an area is declared a national monument, it comes under federal control, and it is off limits to mineral extraction and development. Now, that's important because there's a huge amount of low-sulfur coal underneath that Grand Staircase Escalante monument. There were companies that were getting ready to do a little bit more coal mining there, and they were immediately driven out of business. And everybody's saying, why did you do this? And then it turns out that American companies who were required by environmental laws to use low-sulfur coal only had one other source, and that was the Lippo Group in Indonesia. And that was owned by the Riotti family, who it turned out had been very generous donors to Bill Clinton's re-election campaign. And so now they got all this business. They had a new market for their low-sulfur coal. And the coal right here in the United States of America was now off limits. And what's really interesting is that by doing this, President Bill Clinton violated Utah's statehood agreement, in which the federal government had pledged that that coal resource was the property of Utah. And Utah, in turn, was saying this coal will be the funding for our public education system. And so all of a sudden they were cut off from that and now became dependent on federal education funds, which came with federal guidelines on how to teach the children of Utah. You see how all this stuff works out. And it was a big, big stink. And I had almost forgotten about this. It's got to go in the epic of Clinton's mess. So that is why the Bureau of Land Management and the EPA are stealing your public lands, and in some cases your private lands. And don't forget, there's another big scandal regarding one of these other standoffs in an area with a lot of uranium underneath the ground, which has now been licensed to a Canadian company, which is owned by Russia. And apparently a lot of donations went into the Clinton Foundation to secure that deal as well. Remember that old song, "This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land"? Woody Guthrie from the Great Depression. And that's true. We the people own the United States of America. The government is a caretaker, a temporary one, hired to keep the roads patched, the rails running, the electricity going. That's their job. That's it. And we're in an age where all of our politicians feel that high office gives them ownership of the nation we built to be bartered off and sold. We need a government of statesmen and stateswomen. And instead, we have Washington, D.C. filled with all these merchants squabbling over who's going to get the biggest piece of the carcass of what was once the greatest nation on earth. I was making that comment yesterday over this whole illegal immigration problem. The government will try and take credit for it, but we, the American people, we built this country. The bricklayers, the electricians, the architects, the engineers, the carpenters, the road layers, we, the American people, built this nation. And we built it to leave to the next generation of Americans our children. And we see a government that is literally stealing our children's inheritance to give it to a bunch of refugees and illegal immigrants in exchange for votes. That is a true betrayal of the nation and its people by this government. And you should be angry about it. You should be very, very angry about that. Now, once again, underscoring the... I need to do the shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. We're talking about the usual stuff, politics and corruption and the Clintons and the economy. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Give us a call, because the more you call in, the less you have to listen to me. Story coming out of Investment Watch Blog. This one just tears at your heartstrings. 13-year-old kid saves up $1,200, which is very hard in this day and age, in order to buy a hot dog stand to make money for his disabled parents. The city shuts him down because all of a sudden this 13-year-old with a $1,200 hot dog stand is terrible competition for the 8 restaurants in the town. We've got to protect the established corporate structure, and we can't have anybody just coming on out and starting a business that could compete. What do you think this is, a free country? All right, let's grab some phone calls. Gary in Arkansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I ran across the tail end of a conversation on another show on RBN. I'm going to butcher this thing. La Carova, that's not quite right.
Okay.
Is the host. Anyway, the bottom line is the United States of America is a corporation that's been well established, and it's also stated in USC or one of those type of law books. Anyway, when they incorporated U.S. Inc., USA Inc., there's obviously, like every corporation, shares issues. And this paper delineates that they issued 100 shares for U.S. Inc., which is the United States of America. You mentioned that the United States is owned by the people. That's not true.
Well, I disagree. I disagree because the corporation that was formed can be a corporation of the government, but that doesn't automatically mean the government, it all of a sudden acquires the property of we the people in the process.
Well,
there are a lot of corporations that don't own much in the way of assets at all.
Let me ask you this question.
What's that?
According to this paper, which I haven't got a copy of or researched myself, But they're pretty good on their research at this program. It's an RBN program. There was 100 shares issued, and 2 shares went to 2 groups or individuals in America, and 98% went abroad. And I think you can link this back legally to Queen Isabella's charter to Columbus. I think you can link it to the Hudson Bay Trading and the Virginia Company historically. So,
it sounds to me like we're all the victim of a monumental fraud. Because
exactly.
Now, hang on.
We don't even own our country.
Well, yes, we do. because the United States Inc. may have sold shares in the country, but it wasn't theirs to sell because of that enclave clause in the Constitution. The United States Inc., you know, committed a criminal fraud not only against the American people, but against those people who bought the shares.
Well, U.S. Inc. isn't even an American corporation. So we've got a foreign corporation who's probably owned by the bankers, international bankers. Mm-hmm. And all the shares in this corporation is what represents the United States. 98% of them are owned by foreigners. That would be a share that's one step above a common share, which means that after you liquidate a corporation, all proceeds go to the certain class of stock, and the common shares get nothing. That's kind of like putting your money in the bank, and they own your money, and you get common shares of the bank as a so-called backup to your money. So,
well, this sounds to me like a bunch of weasel wording to try and legitimize what is essentially a theft of the country. A theft under color of law.
Rocco Vera is the name.
Yeah, I got
he
that.
He has a guy on that has a copy of this thing. I've been trying to ask several people. The United States is definitely incorporated. That's the U.S. code, okay? It's black and white.
Well, now, you can form a United States Incorporated. That doesn't mean it's necessarily the United States itself. I mean, I've seen corporations named for, like, the moon. That doesn't mean that corporation owns the moon. In fact, there was a scam going on a while back where somebody formed a corporation that claimed they had ownership to the moon and Mars, and they would sell you, a square mile, you know, and you'd get a pretty certificate. And it was basically a scam here. But if this United States Incorporated claimed to be selling shares in the nation as a whole, they're selling something that doesn't belong to them. I mean,
this stuff is going on. You're exactly right. Gary, fraud and treason when you get right down to it.
Yeah, I mean, Gary, you can't form a corporation and then say, I all of a sudden own everything. And this United States Incorporated is clearly guilty of a monumental fraud both against the American people and against their investors. Whoever bought those shares, got taken for a royal ride, as it were. Anyway, listen, Gary, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Nancy in California, who's been waiting very patiently. Nancy, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, thank you. The information you were just talking about before this call about the uranium and the Clintons,
mm-hmm.
It's all actually tied together. There's an article that was in the World Net Daily entitled Oregon Shootout Rooted in Clinton Uranium Trade, and apparently the Clintons benefited from arranging for Russia, as you said, to get uranium, some of which was under the land that these farmers were being hassled. The BLM was hassling them.
Yes.
And driving them off the land with all of their tactics. And it's an interesting article. Apparently, Russia has grabbed one-fifth of the U.S. uranium.
Yes.
So it sounds like you're already aware of it, so I will let you go.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the article here right now, and I'm going to go ahead and put that up here. I need to do something. My server's under attack. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, we must have said something somebody didn't like. Okay, well, we're going to let that sort itself out. All righty, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take Steve in Colorado. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy, long time no talk.
Yes.
The gentleman that was on the phone about USINC, a good book to read is You Know Something's Wrong When, an American Affidavit of Probable Cause, which the book is an actual affidavit of probable cause for fraud. And he can look that up on Amazon or go look up David E. Robinson and it'll explain to you many of their books, of his books, how it all started and how it all began and what to do about it.
Well, it sounds to me like what we've got is a long history of these legal weasels who wrote a bunch of paper under which they could claim, hey, all of a sudden we own everything, and because you're not lawyers and you don't understand what we said, you have to go along with it. But I think we just need to reduce it down to its basic element. The United States government never had the authority to buy or sell the American nation itself. That's in that Constitution.
Mike, you're spot on.
Yeah, and it, basically, this United States Incorporated committed a fraud against the American people by selling something they didn't actually own, and they defrauded their investors, the people who purchased the stock.
It was not disclosed to the American people. It's word trickery. It's word sorcery. And you know, I think when you go to a legitimate lawful court, we should actually speak in common language. Where we can actually represent ourselves without being threatened, and that's what's going on right now. And we should actually we have to re-educate. People need to go back to what's been missing in our textbooks.
Well, you know, the entire legal and governmental system has retreated into jargonism, and what that means is any establishment, whether it's the software companies or lawyers or anything, they start crafting a language just for their own use in order to obscure what they're doing to the general public. And that's a big part of the fraud. They get up and speak a bunch of Latin, and you're supposed to bow and say, yes, master, I guess you do own the land underneath my house, and I can't stop you from fracking underneath there. But it's a monumental fraud. I don't care how they reconstitute the federal government. It never had the legal right to sell something that it did not actually own in the first place.
You're right, Mike. They are a corporation masquerading as a government entity, and they're really not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The issue is, I'm a staunch constitutionalist, if you hadn't figured that out already.
Mm-hmm.
And any government that is not in compliance with that Constitution and that Bill of Rights is not a legal, legitimate government, and I don't care how many pieces of paper they've written with Latin all over them, nothing can change that.
Amen to that.
Okay?
Mike, God bless you, buddy.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, so feel free to call on in here. Now then, the agency we all love to hate. Probably the second most hated agency in the entire U.S. government, the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency. And I got a lot of weird emails following this incident where Claire and I went out to Kauai, and apparently somebody in the TSA stole her panties out of her luggage, which I just thought was the most bizarre thing imaginable until I did a web search and found out it's actually an epidemic problem. I mean, when I was a kid, the weirdos would like steal the panties off the clotheslines outside the house for whatever it is they're doing with these panties. Now, there are no more clotheslines. Everybody's got dryers, so I guess all the weirdos went to work for the TSA. But a story that came out of Blacklisted News, half of TSA's 30,000 employees have been accused of misconduct. Nearly a third are repeat offenders. And nothing gets done about it. And it's really very infuriating because in all their years of stealing panties and dropping and ruining my laptops and pillaging iPods and everything from the luggage, they've never actually caught a single real terrorist. And every time the Department of Homeland Security runs a drill to test TSA, 90% of the practice bombs and guns get right past them onto the airplanes because they're too busy looking for panties and the luggage to steal. I mean, talk about an epic government fail. And that's become the government as a whole. It's all an illusion. Trust us, we're doing this for your safety and your protection and your service. And they're not. It's all an illusion. All of these government agencies, we're told, are supposed to be protecting the people. They don't do it. TSA isn't finding terrorists. FDA isn't banning dangerous drugs. The Minerals Management Service didn't save us from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. The Securities Exchange Commission didn't stop Bernie Madoff. It's all an illusion to keep you complacent underneath a criminal government. We will be right back. Oh, yeah.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently they're starting that first roll call vote. This is the first ballot for the GOP presidential nomination. And so far, Ted Cruz has 59 votes. Ted Cruz cannot serve as president of the United States of America. He's not a natural-born citizen. And I got to tell you, everybody who's on that floor who's voting for Ted Cruz ought to be kicked out of this country, because they either don't know the rules or they don't care. And we can't tolerate either one. Now, if they succeed in defeating Trump on this first ballot and they try and ramrod Ted Cruz down our throats, do you think for 1 second Hillary Clinton's lawyers are not going to go right to the court and say, hey, he's not a natural born citizen, he can't be the candidate? Boy, talk about a crooked, crooked election. I mean, this is just embarrassing. They're casting their votes for somebody who's constitutionally ineligible to be the president. These people are all sellouts to Hillary Clinton. That's the only explanation. I mean, we know the Clintons have got the drug dealer vote all across the country. They're all there in favor, all the way back to Iran-Contra. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Susie in Arkansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You know, when you were describing all the people or enumerating all the people that built this country, you forgot the most important people.
Yes, I did. The farmers. The farmers. That's a terrible oversight on my part. I'm a farm kid. You know, but there
because
is. I mean,
them,
it's
a, the rest
you,
of
I
me.
Left out. I left out the doctors. I left out the nurses. I left out the teachers. And it isn't because I don't feel they're not important. It's just if I'd gone down the entire list of all the, you know, I'd have a 12-hour show on my hands.
But the other thing is, from what I understand now, only like about 2% of our farmland now is in the hands of families.
Yeah, there's been it's all been acquired by corporations. One of the sickest things is when Monsanto came out with their GMO seeds. And the official position is, oh, they'll stay in the fields where they're used. And that's, of course, nonsense. You know, wind, birds, bees. And every time somebody's natural farm field got contaminated, it should have been treated as an industrial accident. And instead, Monsanto would sue and take that land and add it to their corporate farms.
Yep. And you know, basically, historically, the more prosperous nations had the farmers kind of at the top of the pinnacle and the war-making people at the bottom. And now it's the reverse.
That would certainly be an ideal. I don't know that that's necessarily true. Most governments' ultimate authority resides in their war powers. So it's always this monster lurking in the closet, you know, in the office. To come on out and say, well, you know, we're at war and now the old rules don't apply. But we should be very much looking at a return to respecting people like farmers and carpenters and craftsmen. And there's no respect in our society for these people. Everybody's caught up with wanting to be a money junkie. And that's another reason why our nation is in decline. If you don't respect the people who keep things working, they're not going to go on working.
Well, they've been taught that the only thing that commands respect is money. And they don't care how they get it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. All right, well, listen, Susie, we're going to let you go, and we're going to start with Rob in Chicago. But, Rob, I'm probably going to have to take you through this next commercial break.
You'll catch me after break? Or
no, go ahead and start.
Okay, so anyways, yes, I am one of those people that is getting pushed aside because I'm a mechanic by trade. And I'm a, you know, four-time master mechanic, and it doesn't matter. You know, it's just whatever, you know, you just keep doing your job and work for slave wages. But anyways, I called in to talk about the Bill Whittle, very eloquently discussing it with another guy that actually is of Canadian origin. The shenanigans and things within the FBI discussing Hillary's problems. And quite frankly, they were saying, well, why didn't he do anything? Because one of the things was that he brought up the RICO Act. And these people, these politicians, quite frankly, we could have a purge of most of the politicians in government.
I think that would be a good thing. All right, we have to take a break here. Don't hang up, Rob. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're watching that vote here, and it's looking very weird. I mean, I know about the bound delegates and everything, but I think they're going to try and cheat Donald Trump out of the nomination. And after the first ballot, the delegates are unbound. They can vote for whoever they want to vote for. And if they go back to trying to push Ted Cruz, it is a complete sellout of the United States of America. And maybe they're looking forward to the North American Union, where it won't matter if the guy's from Canada. But Ted Cruz was born in Canada of Canadian parents. And because he was born out of wedlock, his mother's original birth in the United States is irrelevant. He does not qualify for birthright citizenship. And I want to make a point here. Ted Cruz's supporters are saying it's okay that he was born in another country, you know, as long as his mother was a citizen. But let's imagine back in the 1950s, and there's an American woman who emigrates to the Soviet Union, and she has a child there. She marries the guy, has a child, and raises the child in the Soviet Union. Then they return to the United States of America, and according to Ted Cruz's supporters, it's okay for that kid, who's raised in a society that views the United States as an enemy, to serve as president of the United States of America. That's how ridiculous this actually is. All right, we're going to go back to Rob in Chicago. Thank you for waiting patiently. You were talking about RICO possibly being an aspect of why the government is refusing to prosecute Hillary Clinton.
Yes, because the problem with even the federal, the FBI director, he goes back to the you know, the banking stuff, and the biggest problem here is because if somebody's making money off of something illegally, and other people are tied to them or working with them in the same system, then there is the potential for the RICO Act to be working. And the big problem here is, like Bill Whittle said, is if anybody there was copied, if the FBI director was copied by an email from Hillary Clinton off of her private server, she's complicit. He's complicit. They're all complicit. Anybody that got an email and did not do anything to say something at the time to fix it, they're now complicit. You know, and on top of it, Hillary and Bill are making buckets of money. You know, they should be prosecuted by the RICO Act, period, anyway.
Well, Larry Klayman did file a RICO lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation down in Florida, but unfortunately it got put before a Clinton-appointed judge who just threw it out without even listening to the matter, at which point the FBI swooped in and took over the RICO investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And remember when they were asking Comey about that investigation, I mean, you could hear his butt cheeks snap together from blocks and blocks away on that one. Because, you know, we're basically looking at an FBI director who was a member of a board of a bank that was involved in drug money laundering. Not exactly a sterling recommendation on the old resume there. And that Clinton Foundation is the hub. It's a monumental money laundering slush fund, and everybody's dipping their hands into it. And that is a huge, huge scandal. And I think that's really what's tying them together. Now, there's something you need to remember from history. Back during Prohibition, where they banned alcohol, those who were trading in the illicit substance, alcohol, made so much money they were able to literally buy their way into the highest levels of the U.S. government. That's where the Kennedy dynasty came from. Old Joe Kennedy was a rum runner, and he took and managed to put his oldest son into the Oval Office. And today we have the war on drugs, and those who are trafficking in the illicit substances, the drug criminals, have enough money to buy their way into the highest levels of the U.S. government. We're seeing it all happen all over again.
Yeah, I agree. And the big challenge right now is waking enough people up to see what they're doing. Plus, like you're saying, that the corporation, that fund is so, everybody's got their hand in it, and it's like a big, you know, money orgy. And the people, you know, the people think there's a soft landing to stopping this. Well, yeah, there's going to be a constitutional problem. There's going to be a constitutional problem if they steal this election from Trump. He's the rightful owner of that, being a representative for us.
And, the only thing that holds the American people in place during all this abuse and pillaging and police violence and the rest of it is this illusion that somehow we are still in control of our own nation. If they kick out Donald Trump and they force Hillary on us, you know, basically that illusion is gone. And the American people won't have a reason to go along with this government any longer if there is no more real democracy in this country. And they're exactly playing with fire, you know, but we're dealing with people who are money junkies and they're involved in the drug trade and drug money laundering. And that's the way these think. Look at all these other nations that just got swamped by organized crime and all the terrible things that had to happen down there. At least my hat's off to the people of Colombia, you know, their president was involved in drug money laundering, and they at least had the courage to put that guy on trial. And where is that courage here in the United States of America?
Well, there is courage with a lot of us, but the big challenge still comes down to you have these poisoned-minded people. You know, they've been given the fruits of the poison apple, so to speak, to think that this is the way that it should be. And far be it from us commoners to want to go back and make things right, because we're taking away their good free stuff that's coming from, you know, the free tree in the middle of Eden. You know, there's this great tree of free, and that's what these people believe in. It's sick. I mean, I try and you know you can't talk sense to people that have this stuff. And unfortunately, they're the ones.
Well, you know, that dependency is how the government holds people in control. The government takes away everything that you have, then they'll give it back to you, but only as long as you obey that government. That's your enslavement. Dependency is slavery. It's exactly the system King George III had on the American colonists. Anyway, Rob, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I got seven things, but just hang up on me if I run out of time. I'll just go one at a time, get your feedback. By the way, there is a lot of courage in America, but the humans are a herd species, and we need a leader. That's a quick comment on that, what you were just talking about.
Okay.
Here's an interesting example of two opposing agendas at the same time. Okay, so the government has one agenda where they want to pacify us and kind of make us fat, lazy, and stupid with the fluoride and the GMO and all that. On the other hand, they want to incite us to riot and violence so that they can declare martial law and clamp down. And so this is like, it would be funny if it wasn't so serious that they're trying to go like, oh, they're going to riot, everyone's rioting, come on, let's all riot, but we're all too GMO'd and fat and lazy and tired and riot.
No, I think it's an oversimplification. Yes, they want the American people dependent and lazy and not thinking, but they realize that there is a segment of the population that will not be driven down to ignorant servitude. Those are the ones they're trying to get to do some kind of a violent action in order to cull them from the herd, in other words. To basically find a reason to go on out and remove free-thinking, independent-minded people so that the remaining survivors are obedient slaves. And I've said that many, many times before. Despots and tyrants will not hesitate to kill off 10, 15% of their own population as long as the survivors are their guaranteed obedient servants afterwards.
And it's just hard for the good people to believe that. But, Okay, so the next thing is... I was very surprised to find out that here in Canada, the police can pull me over just to check my papers. And I filed a complaint, and it turns out that we don't have any protection against just random, just stopping me for my papers. And then I realized, well, the Canadians, we never fought for our independence from the crown. And so I guess I shouldn't be surprised if we have less freedoms than you, because we just...
I wouldn't be so hasty because, even though we do have that Fourth Amendment, our government's ignoring it. And yes, now the police, all they have to do is say this person was acting suspiciously, and they can pull you over and demand your ID and, demand to search your car. It's a police state. And I think that's a heralding that the North American Union is going to become a police state, just like the EU is becoming right now.
Yeah, they don't even have to pretend that I was acting suspiciously. They just allowed to just, out of curiosity, check to see if my insurance is good and if I have a driver's license. But anyway, I was very disappointed and discouraged to discover that we don't have these basic protections against that. You said this. I'm just reinforcing what you said. Regarding Putin, has this incredible opportunity right now to even lie. He could get so much progress right now with one lie. And say, the last couple of spies we caught, I got the information from Hillary's server. He would just destroy Hillary, avoid a war, probably that going to be nuclear war, with one lie, and then Trump will probably get in, or at least have much better chances, and have a friendly relationship with the West. Like, that one lie would, like, do so much.
Yeah, what if Putin doesn't have to lie? I mean, you know, remember, all of a sudden Russia is identifying all these U.S. Agents at the embassies and everything. And it's in, I mean, looking at the poor security on Hillary's private server, I mean, my server's got better security than hers did. And look at all the trouble I have with people breaking in here all the time. So he doesn't have to lie. He probably does have it. And I think what he may be doing is waiting until it's an absolute lock that, you know, on the other side of the Democratic convention where Hillary's the candidate. And I think Putin is waiting to see if Trump survives the attempts to oust him here at this convention. But if Trump survives this convention and is the nominee, I think at that point, between, you know, now and November, a lot of opportunities for Russia to come on out and say, yeah, we were in Hillary's server and we did all this damage and we killed all these spies because Hillary was not taking care of the secrets. And I don't think he has to lie to do it.
That does make sense, that if he is going to come out with that. Oh, and by the way, I agree with you. It's likely he doesn't even have to lie, but if he needs to lie, it would even be worth it. But you're right that it would make sense for him to wait if he's going to do that, because why yes. destroy Hillary now while they still have time to put up somebody else that he doesn't have this one push button destruction mechanism? So that may still be coming.
Hang on before you go any further. I think something Hillary's campaign needs to be deeply aware of is that there are probably a lot of people with very damaging information against Hillary who are waiting until after that Democratic convention when the Democrats have committed to her and they're not going to be able to put in any kind of a substitute. And at that point, you're going to start seeing a lot more stuff come out, I think.
That's a very interesting point. That makes a lot of sense, totally. Okay, you already say I forget the exact words, but the fastest way to bring down a tyrant is to make him act like one?
Yes.
Right?
Where everybody can see it.
Right, okay. So this is the success that we're having right now, is even if what's happening right now with the convention, like if they do steal this from Trump, we definitely they're looking like tyrants. And everything that's going on in right now, like all the big stories in the last couple of months, the one good thread among them all is that they're definitely exposing that we're being run by oligarchies and tyrants. So we are having some victory in that sense.
We definitely are. Well, the biggest victory we have so far is that we have taken away from the corporate media and the government the ability to lie to the people with impunity. And they're in a panic because they've controlled us so long with lies. They don't know any other way to run a country. That's a major, major gap in their knowledge of statecraft, is how to actually manage a population without having to lie to them.
Yeah, and it's like a big tanker ship packed full of cargo. It's this big, huge, established, heavy momentum, slow, sluggish. It's hard for it to change course. And so the internet has developed faster than it can change course and deal with. The internet alone is basically bringing this whole thing down.
Yeah, it is. And you need to remember, the internet was never intended to be a public resource. And there was one effort by the government to sort of put the genie back in the bottle back in the 70s. But it did escape, and our economy is now dependent on it, and they don't know what to do about it. And it's rather interesting looking at the historical parallels between the reactions of our present oligarchs to the internet versus the oligarchs in Gutenberg's time, when he rediscovered movable type printing and books became affordable to the middle class and literacy soared and people started seeing, boy, the church and the government have been lying to us about all this stuff all along. And those institutions that were able to adapt to a new reality of not being able to lie as much survived and perpetuated. And those institutions that couldn't evolve and adapt to the new environment went extinct. And I think the U.S. government, carrying the burden of 200 years of accumulated lies, is unable to evolve and adapt to the new reality. And that's why I think they're going to follow the Soviet Union into that trash bin of history.
Yeah, you said that what would be required was for some president to come along and say, okay, look, you're right, this happened, we're going to make some changes. The problem is that it's so difficult to do that because it would go, so many people would have to go to jail backwards in time because there'd be so much implications that it would be basically like all of the government would have to go to jail for the last 20 years of whoever was serving. And
well,
everyone would be implicated.
Hypothetically, if I were that president, I would simply offer a deal. You retire from public life and you get a presidential pardon. And we make room for some new people to come in. You know, that's a good compromise position, I think. I'm not out for revenge or retribution. I'm out here to restore the republic. And, you know, whatever's going to work best toward that goal is the way that we need to go. Anyway, Mateus, I need to let you go. We've got one more caller. We're heading to the top of the show. Fred in Utah, I'm going to start with you, probably take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind? Fred, are you there? Oh, he hung up there. All right, no more calls today. And let's see, we're coming up on a commercial break here real soon. Apparently, they're trying to make a big stink over the fact that the Republican National Convention used We Are the Champions by Queen. And they got some of the Queen survivors screaming they're using it without permission. But it turns out the RNC did pay the licensing fees. And maybe the licensing people didn't forward the money along to Queens. And that's an epidemic problem in the online music world. Got to take a break. Back with the last segment after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. desert tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And last segment of our program today. Interesting story came on out where somebody noticed over at Reddit that any time a story was posted with the title Clinton email, it was automatically voted down to level zero. And they reposted the same story several times under different names like Trump email or Bush email or just a completely made up title, and nothing would happen. There's clearly a bot running on Reddit that's looking for Clinton email and voting down or shoving down all those posts. And at this point, it's becoming very obvious all of the social media platforms are playing similar games. I get complaints from readers all the time that attempts to post links to what really happened either mysteriously fail or will vanish shortly afterwards. And Claire and I have noticed the view counts on her music videos, when they start getting very high, they get knocked down without explanation. It's just one more indication of a corrupted society in decline. They're really working. The establishment is working to push Hillary onto us. And the more they push, the more we dig our heels in. Okay, they're now roll calling New Hampshire, and Trump is at 986. He needs 1237 to win. Cruz at 228, Kasich 25, Rubio 63. And already the anti-Trump delegates are saying that if Trump wins this, and it looks like he's going to just squeak by, that they've got something else they're going to try. To heck with the will of the people. Who cares what you voters think? Your job is to give us money and breed new workers and soldiers. That's your place in this society. Whatever gave you the idea that you should have anything to say about the running of this country? We've got too much democracy in this country. We've got a narcocracy in this country. It's like I was saying before, we're seeing a repeat of the corruption that accompanied Prohibition. When the rum runners had enough money from their illicit substances to literally buy their way into the highest levels of government, and we're seeing a replay now during the war on drugs, where the dealers in illicit substances have enough money to buy their way into the highest levels of government. We have an FBI director who was a member of the board of a bank caught laundering drug money. How does he get to be head of the FBI after that? And finally, let's see, over at ZDNet, Lying Scientists and the Lying Lies They Tell. And it's talking about how as science has become politicized and corporatized, more and more scientists are caught fudging what they're doing, and they're having to retract their papers. One guy doctored data on 11 of his papers. Harvard researcher got his PhD revoked. Or Yoshitaka Fuji, who has had to retract 183 of his own papers. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay angry. We're in a fight for the future, not of our nation, but of the world itself. And it's time to start getting angry about it. We'll be right. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.